listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 16. Today's episode is incredibly powerful. Understanding the breath as somatic interdependence. And I'm going to explore how breath isn't just a biological function, it's a somatic bridge connecting your body, emotions, mind, and environment. You'll learn how intentional breathing can regulate your nervous system, support trauma healing, and foster grounded presence. We'll also explore powerful real-life examples and meaningful ways to integrate breath awareness into your daily rhythm. So whether you're listening during your morning walk, lunch break, or decompressing after a long day, take a moment and get comfortable. Maybe even take a deep breath right now and let's begin. Now, I've talked about the term somatic in previous episodes, but I'm going to explain it again. Somatic comes from the Greek word soma, meaning the living body. And somatic practices invite us to experience the body not just as a structure of muscles and bones, but as an intelligent system holding sensations, memories, emotions, and energy. Interdependence typically refers to systems that rely on each other, like ecosystems or communities. In a somatic context, interdependence means your internal systems, nervous systems, emotional state, and muscle tone are constantly in relationship with your external environment, your past experiences, and your present moment awareness. So let's bring this to life. Every breath you take affects your nervous system, informs your emotional tone, sends signals to your muscles, shapes your thoughts and behavior responses, and influences how you connect with others. Likewise, your environment, posture, mood, and social context all feed back into your breathing pattern. Once you're startled, your breath freezes. When you're anxious, it shortens. When you're at peace, it lengthens and deepens. This constant feedback loop is what we mean by somatic interdependence, a dynamic moment-to-moment dance between your breath, your body, and your world. The breath becomes a translator between your conscious and an unconscious, your physiology and your psychology, your inner world and your outer expression. So breathing isn't just in and out. It's a conversation, a living relationship. So let's make some concept even more tangible. The first example is of a teacher, perhaps in a high-stress classroom. I work in education full-time, so this expands to everyone that works in a high-stress school. But we'll use the example of a high school teacher for now. And let's just say they notice that the moment that they walk into their chaotic classroom, their breath would become shallow and fast. Jaws clenched, shoulders tensed, and they're not realizing it until they began some somatic tracting. Let's just say, for example, they practice 3-count breathing before they entered the room, inhale, hold, and exhale. Slowly, their nervous system recalibrated, and over time, the tone softened, their presence grounded, and their students responded more calmly. Their breath didn't just shift in their experience, it shifted the energy of the room, and that's somatic interdependence. Let's share another example of a parent managing a meltdown. Let's say a mother is sharing that they used to yell at their child's tantrums until they started breathing slowly through their nose and extending their exhale before speaking. That breath changed everything. It grounded them. It de-escalated the situation. And their child started co-regulating without even them knowing the term. That's the power of a conscious calm. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. So let's look at the nervous system. Again, this is something I've discussed in previous episodes, but it's always good to have this healthy review. You have two key branches of your autonomic nervous system. Sympathetic, which is the alert system, fight, flight, freeze. Parasympathetic, the recovery system, rest, digest, repair. Your breath plays a direct role in toggling between the two. Fast, shallow breathing is the sympathetic activation, also known as survival mode. Slow, deep breathing is the parasympathetic activation, healing mode. Your vagus nerve is a major player here. It runs from your brainstem to your gut and acts like a surveillance system. When you breathe with intention, especially through slow exhales or vocalization, you stimulate this nerve. That's why humming, chanting, sighing, and even slow breath through the nose can shift your emotional state. Your breath is both a sensor and a regulator. And because it's the only autonomic function you can consciously control, it becomes one of your most powerful somatic tools. So let's go deeper. Breath work is not a performance. It's a relationship. And you may notice resistance when asked to just take a deep breath. And that's not a failure, that's data. For those who've experienced trauma or chronic stress, stillness and breath can feel unsafe. Your body might associate deep breathing with vulnerability or exposure. And that's why we meet the breath with curiosity, not force. You can start simply by noticing, where is my breath right now? Is it in my chest, my belly, or my throat? Is it tight, shallow, easy, or held? From there, begin a dialogue. What might my breath be trying to protect me from? And what happens if I soften it just 10%? This is the compassionate embodiment, noticing breath without judgment, without fixing, without rushing. Breath practice doesn't have to be a separate event. And you don't need 30 minutes of silence or a meditation cushion. You can integrate breath awareness into your everyday routines with micro moments of intention. So here are some examples how. While washing your hands, sync your breath with the motion. Inhale as you rub, exhale as you rinse. Before replying to a stressful text or email, close your eyes and take one slow inhale and exhale. Walking down the hallway, match your steps to your breath. Count 4 steps for inhale, 6 steps for exhale. Before a meal, pause and take 3 grounding breaths to shift from doing to digesting. Set hourly reminders, a soft chime to cue a breath check-in. And before sleep, rest one hand on your chest and one hand on your stomach and simply breathe with yourself for 1 minute. These small rituals signal your nervous system that it's safe to rest, feel, and be present. Over time, this rewires your brain to associate daily life with safety, not stress. The more often you return to your breath, the more you build somatic resilience. So let's come full circle. Understanding the breath as a somatic interdependence means understanding that your breath is never alone. It's in relationship with your body, your history, your environment, and your choices. It's not about perfection. It's about presence. Inhale, you are safe to be here. Exhale, you are safe to be you. If today's message resonated with you, please share it with someone you love. And remember, you are not broken, you are in process. Until next time, breathe gently and live intentionally.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.